This is Philosophy Espresso. It's a series of short, stimulating discussions about everyday life. My name's Damon Young, and I'll be your philosopher. When I was a toddler, I enjoyed riding my tricycle along the hallway. And one afternoon, I crashed into the wall, dusted myself off, and then said aloud, "What kind of effing life is this anyway?" I remember this story with a smile, that very adult phrase of crude desperation coming from a child. But as I listen to my teenage son cussing as he plays video games, it does prompt the question, what exactly is wrong with kids swearing? First, let's be clear about what cursing is. Obviously, swearing is part of our common language. We all agree that certain words are rude, and they wouldn't be rude if they meant nothing to us. So very polite adults aren't naive. They know exactly what the F word or the C word mean. That's why they don't use the words. Knowledge of offensive language is needed to avoid offensive language. We even allow people to say some words like fudge, sugar, son of a biscuit, even though these words are just stand-ins for far worse words. Almost no adult who says melon farmer actually means melon farmer, but they do mean to speak civilly. In other words, what we signify when we swear is that we want to speak rudely. That we know our company is fine with the language, or they're not, and we don't care. As with all speech, swearing involves a sensitivity to context. And this is exactly what kids often lack, a knack for reading the room. When I was 5 or 6, I accompanied my parents to a party. They were talking politics, and without hesitation, I said loudly, "Malcolm Fraser is a bastard." It doesn't matter whether or not I was wrong about the Prime Minister. What matters is that I was wrong about the language and its context. I had no idea what bastard meant. And I don't mean its etymology, I mean its offensiveness. I didn't get that this word was rude, then it mightn't be something to say to strangers. So, part of growing up is learning what swearing is and when to do it. I want my son to know the difference between cussing with his mates in game chat and cussing with teachers in the classroom. I also want my kids to learn to swear well. Language is an art and rewards mastery. Sometimes we want the simple power of F this when we want to signify our pain or anger. But other times we need to do better to give a more subtle or precise sense of our ideas and feelings. Then we have to find other language, and this might not even be words. The question for me is not about kids swearing, but about kids learning their own language well. How do we learn to speak expressively? This asks for thought, but also for experience, listening to cussing and trying it out. Now, I can't control what they hear in the schoolyard, but I can control what they hear from me. And what they'll hear from me is a large vocabulary used carefully with different audiences. They'll hear crude expletives alongside phrases of heft or grace. If my kids are going to curse, I want them to be bloody good at it.
That's philosopher and author Damon Young with the latest instalment of Philosophy Espresso. And you can catch up on any of the episodes from this latest season. The first one was What Can We Learn from Pandemics? Very timely. Just head to the Life Matters homepage and scroll down to the bottom.